can save the day.
Welcome to Mighty House. This is a radio show for people with problems. Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 847-475-1590. From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I am Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and free previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at MightyHouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you can talk to Robbie and ask her why she's just sliding chairs around on the floor. Sorry. Making all kinds of racket.
I needed room.
Scratch the new wood.
I needed room.
Yeah. And you'll also have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Okay, so now all of you on Facebook, you can watch Robbie do her workout.
Yes, because this is the hour that we work out.
So go to Facebook Live.
And you could exercise along with me.
Look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And she's going to have...
It's a service.
Actually, that's probably the best idea you've had. You might as well, if people are going to watch a radio show on TV or on YouTube or on Facebook, then you might as well get up and exercise with Robbie. So
there you
go.
We will do this for the whole hour. So if you would like to participate, I got lots of...
Do you
want
to lay odds on that there, brother?
Yeah, no.
Hour?
No, she'll do it. She's going to drive us crazy because she'll do it.
Don't you worry.
The problem is, I'm working up a sweat just watching her. I was like, ugh, okay.
I can do this for an hour. Jeez.
Yeah, you can? What?
Figure doesn't look like I can, but I can.
Should we...
go to the phones?
What was that running through the mud challenge she almost did?
Not only did I do it, almost, but it's coming up again in September.
Is it?
So I get to almost do it again. Don't go there.
Keep exercising at least every Saturday.
Don't go there. I went there.
All right.
I did two of the 20.
20 obstacles?
I did two of them.
Those are the ones you had to crawl under? Those are the ones you did?
Walk around? All right. Enough.
I did the plank over the water.
Oh, okay. Mr. Hochberg.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, David.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Ron. What's going on, guys? Hey, can I just make a comment real quick?
Sure.
That I was listening on the way in.
I'm sorry.
Wonderfully amazed. Yeah, I know. Me too. it was the only thing I could get on my car radio, by the way. So it's either that or Elvis Presley, and I've already burned through the CD. Nothing against Elvis Presley fans. So I have the same challenge as you guys have when I quote a rate for mortgages, you know, like you guys have when you quote a bathroom, right? Because you could do, it was ironic, exactly the same. But, so somebody could come in and say, I could get you 3.75 on a 30-year fixed loan, even though the rate right now is like at 4, but I'm going to charge you instead of $2,000 in closing costs, I'm going to charge you $5,000 in closing costs. Okay, so they're going to make it up on you, like Ron was saying, one way or the other with his allowances. It's the same exact thing in our industry, and I'm sure other industries that, you know, people that are listening, the other four people that are listening this morning are, you know, in their industries can relate. But it is so true. I mean, you get what you pay for, and that $270 allowance for the, or 90 allowance, whatever it was, for the faucet, people just don't get it. And Robbie's like, well, you know, how come people don't understand? Because Robbie, they don't.
Yeah.
You know, people want to believe what they want to believe.
Because because
they watch HGTV and they see it done for $100 and they're like, well, they just did it on HGTV for $100. Why is it $30,000 for you to do it?
Well, No. They see if they pop in this CD to exercise. And they do the hours worth of exercise, they're going to lose 90 pounds like the guy and the gal on TV that you know, that busted their rear end, but then it's they go upstairs and eat peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's my problem. Yes. But David, I'm sorry. I'm going to be the ignorant person again, and I'm sorry, but I assume, because I don't know, that if a mortgage rate across the country is 3.7 or whatever it is, that no matter who I go to, I'm going to get the same thing. So I'm going to pick on relationship. I'm going to pick on reputation. I didn't know that you could charge different things.
Oh, sure.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you could charge, well, it costs about $2,000 a gallon of gas driving down was $2.20. Get to the city is $2.90. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could stop in at any gas station and in the city it's $2.90. If you've got four gas stations on each busy corners, which we have in some areas of the city, and three of the gas stations are selling a gallon of gas for, let's just say, $3 a gallon, and one's selling a gallon of gas for $1.50. Under your lot, and I'm not making fun of you, you know, Robbie. I'm just using this as an example. You know, you're looking at the signs going 333. Oh, look at that corner over there, $1.50.
That's right.
Under there.
That's exactly right.
Right, and then you pull into the $1.50 store, and after you fill up your tank, you go down the block about 500 yards, and then your car dies because you're getting a half a tank of water and a half a tank of gas. Okay, or something else is going in your tank. You're not getting the full quality of these gentlemen's work, okay? You're not getting, it's like Ron said, you're getting the big box faucet that's going to fall apart.
Am I the only moron, David?
No, I'm not calling you a moron.
No. Don't answer that, Dave.
No. I've grown up.
Bring flowers.
Right. I'd have to bring more flowers.
I wanted flowers anyway. I still want flowers from you.
Well, it's my anniversary.
It's the old adage. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. Thank you.
And I would never call you a moron because I got, we kind of went down that path and our relationship has expanded a lot further than it was back then.
I can't be the only person who is this naive. Not even naive, because I think I'm a pretty smart person.
You're not. I get calls. Listen, I spent God knows how much money on advertising in Chicago every single year. You know,
every radio station I listen to, David.
Okay,
I'll just tell you.
Well, thank you. If I got you cornered, so yes. We can punch you out and go to another one. I got you covered.
Right, you do. So, David Hochberg, Pearl Mortgage. Say it again. David Hochberg, Pearl Mortgage. Website, real quick, Dave.
It's Pearl, PERLDavid.com.
Okay, but here's, cool. Go ahead.
And then we'll get into the student loans. You know, yes. Real quick. I've been on the radio, Ron, how long? 14 years.
Yep.
You know, you started on my show, and now you have your own show.
Yep. It's
great, you know, very successful. I'm very happy for you guys. But, you know, I get calls from people that I've been hearing your ads for the past 10, 14 years, and then they get a slick 3x10 postcard saying that they could get at this ridiculous rate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then they call the person on the glossy flyer that they get in their mailbox. They have no idea who the heck this putz is. and then, you know, you send out a mailer with an interest rate on it. You got to be careful of that because interest rates could change 3-4 times a day during a weekday. You know, you're printing up postcards. You're then collating postcards, and then you're sending it to a mailing center to send it out. That could be 10 days after you put whatever you put on that postcard gets to the consumer, and then whatever rate is on there is completely garbage because on the bottom in the negative 50 font that you can't read, it's got a bunch of disclaimers saying any rate on here is completely I don't have to be held to that because I base it off of current market values.
They're just trying to get the phone to ring, and unfortunately, they do.
People fall for it.
And then they fall into a trap.
Yep.
Then once you get into a trap.
Back to Elvis. I'm caught in a trap.
There you go.
I can't walk out.
Right. All right. I wouldn't call it more. I'm never calling anybody a moron. It's just they get sold on the sizzle and not the steak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They get sold on how sexy it is, how fast the car is, how great the car looks, how wonderful you look in it, all the amenities. And by the way, the car doesn't have an engine. Okay? I digress. But you hit it right on the head when you guys were having the conversation as I was driving in about the $290 faucet. Yeah, and your average faucet is $500 because it's quality.
Right.
And you could go get, and you could walk to any box store, go down the faucet aisle, and pick up a piece of crap faucet for probably under $290.
Oh, easily. $60.
$60.
If you like changing faucets annually, go ahead and get it.
Yeah. Well, it's got the rubber gasket instead of the whatever gasket.
It's all plastic.
It's all plastic. It's not brass and chrome. It's plastic.
Plastic and chrome. Yeah. Exactly.
You get what you pay for. All right. I digress.
Okay, we got okay, a, we got
talk
a minute
about
left.
The student loan gig.
We
That's
got
awesome.
A minute left. Go, Dave.
Oh, okay, I guess we're going to keep him on then.
Okay. Yeah, well, that, well, you see, that's
He's
Radio 101.
He's been polite so far.
You talk about something else, and then you get another segment. Okay, Fannie Mae just announced for homeowners with student loans. You're able to now pay off student loans and not get hit with a rate increase. And what does that mean? Before, you could always take equity out of your house and pay off a student loan. Right. But there would be a, you know, typically when you take cash out of your home, the rate goes up a quarter, an eighth, you know, a half, maybe three quarters, maybe a full point, depending on your credit. Now, what Fannie Mae has come out with after a trial on the West Coast is they are allowing student loans. They have to be rolled in full.
Okay. Hey, hang on, Dave. We're going to hit a break here. We'll be back with Dave right after this. Thanks. Hold on.
Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
This is Sports Director Kevin Burgess. Make sure you catch my sports report every day from 5 to 7 p.m. on French and Friends, sponsored by 1090 Brewing.
Okay, Sparky.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook, and you can watch Robbie do her exercises right now. And you can also just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com. All right, we've got Dave. We've kept him on through the break here. And Dave, you're from?
I'm from Pearl Mortgage. You can go to perldavid.com. You can give us a call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People manning the phones at 312-751-1333, 312-751-1333.
Excellent. Okay. And so before the break there, we started talking about student loans. What can people do now with their student loans? And can they roll that into their mortgage? What's going on with that?
It's very, very simple. I know you got callers on the line. We got to jump. So real quick, if you have student loans or if you co-sign for your kid's student loans, which a lot of your listeners have done or will be doing, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you have equity in your home. And typically, student loans are between 5% and I've seen them as high as 9%.
Uh-huh.
And typically, the student loans are amortized over 10 years, which means you have to pay them back. So for an example, if you have $100,000 worth of student loans, and the payment is typically around $1,215 a month. It's suffocating for a kid who just graduated college. It's suffocating for parents, blue collar parents. You know, it's an extra it's a flipping mortgage payment. $1,200 is the equivalent to a $215,000 mortgage payment. Okay. Now, what Fannie Mae has done is they are allowing you up to 80% of the value of your home. So if you have $100,000 worth of student loans, that same example, you can take out a mortgage. For $100,000, your house has to be $125,000, so you're at 80% loan-to-value. 100 divided by 0.8 equals 125. You could pay off $100,000 worth of student loans, turn it into a 30-year fixed loan, and the payment drops down to, in this example, about $525 a month. It's a $700 saving. It's a $690 saving.
Well, okay? And the interest is then tax-deductible. Correct, where student loan interest, I don't think is taxable.
That's a great that's a great question, and the answer that every mortgage professional should respond with is that's a great question, consumer. You should check with your tax preparer to make sure because to get back to your end, I don't know what everybody's tax brackets are in. You know, some people are exempt because they make too much money from getting the interest deduction. But here, the bottom line is this. Would you rather have, and I'm not trying to be Joe Salesman here, but it's very simple.
Okay, tell us,
Would
Joe.
You rather have a $1,215 payment or a $525 payment?
Yep.
I mean, B, simple. Please.
B, yes.
Exactly.
Excellent. Cool. So, and if somebody wanted to do that, that's Pearl Mortgage that's handling these, correct?
Yeah. We have we are activated to do them right now. We've got a handful of lenders. There's other lenders out there that don't sell directly to Fannie Mae like Pearl Mortgage does just because of the sheer volume. Mm-hmm. So we are able to do these loans. And the benefit is there's typically anywhere from an eighth of a point adjustment if you do a cash out up to a full point adjustment if you do a cash out. Fannie Mae is allowing you to roll these loans into these student loans into your mortgage without getting penalized, which what's called a loan level price adjuster, to doing a cash out to the up to 80%. Right, you can now roll it into your loan as a rate. And I know I'm getting in the weeds here, but it's important that there's no rate adjustment for rolling a student loan into your mortgage as long as you do it up to 80%.
Excellent.
Okay, obviously you need equity in your home. Obviously you need good credit. Obviously you need a job. And other things go into it. You have to pay the loan off in full. You can't do a partial pay down. So if you have a $30,000 loan and you only have $20,000 worth of equity in your home to take care of it, you can't pay off $20,000 of a $30,000 loan. So if you have a $15,000 loan and a $30,000 loan and only $20,000 worth of equity, you can only pay off the $15,000 loan because you can only pay it off in full. I know you've got calls, and I appreciate the time this morning. So,
okay. One more time. What's your cell phone, Dave? Cell phone number?
Yeah, it's Ron Calgill. Call Ron, 847. Because you know I have it there. You want to mess with me? Want to screw with me?
Okay. I love you, brother. I love you, brother. Just so you know.
You want to go that route, buddy?
No.
I got a show at 10 o'clock in LA. I'm going out there. Over there. It's 312-751-1333. 312-751-1333. Pearl David.com. And Robbie, you are a beautiful human being, a very intelligent woman, and I would never consider you a moron, my friend.
Yeah,
you and I are tight.
We are tight, but you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. Naive is a better word, but thank you for the opportunity on your show.
All right, bye,
guys.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, David.
I always love talking to him. The energy in that man is...
He has so much information.
Yes.
Yeah. He talks like 100 miles an hour.
And he does.
And he's like that off the air, too. He's just always on like that. Amazing. All right, let's see. We've got a bunch of other phone calls here to get to. Let's go to Fran real quick. Hey, Fran, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, guys. Hey, Robbie.
Hi.
Morning.
Number one, you guys are coming through much better on the radio down here today. Did you do something technical?
The sun comes up earlier.
Yeah. The sun's up earlier, so the transmitter kicks up from, 2,000 watts to 10,000 watts. So we put some wattage in the cottage there right as sunrise.
Hallelujah. Okay, two things. Your conversation on the conditioned attic.
Yes.
You know, the spray foam on the underside of the roof, that thing.
Right.
What are the negatives with that, with heating and cooling and humidity and things like that?
A negative to which? To spray?
Are there any? To having the conditioned attic.
Oh, okay.
No, the only real negative is that it hurts your wallet. I mean, it's not
How
a
much?
Cheap thing to do in a sense. I mean, spray foam is expensive.
Right.
Closed cell is still, what, $2 a board foot?
A board foot,
12 by 12 by 1?
Up here, it's $1 a board foot installed. That's
you're down to $1? It was $2 when I left.
Yes. We're down to $1.
But $1 a board foot, okay, so but when you're saying it that way, and on the bottom of your roof deck, you want to have 4 or 5 inches, so you're talking $5 a square foot then.
Correct.
You know, but that's what people got to understand. So then it does get rather expensive. But
so you could save a little bit.
There isn't really any downside.
No, the downside is, you know, and if you're going to stay in your house 10 years, you're going to get every penny of that back. The other thing is you could always just do the backside of your attic, you know, and just air seal and foam the ceiling and leave your roof structure as vented. And that's okay, too. That'll save you a little bit of money. But as soon as you want to put an air handler up there or you're running ductwork up in the attic or you want to try and store things up there, then, you know, that's where you might as well just go ahead and spray the backside of your roof and get it all sealed up that way and insulated. Because that's what I did. My garage is like that.
Yeah, when I explain stuff like that to people, what I do is tell you, you have two things in your home. You have a thermal envelope and a pressure envelope. And the pressure, obviously, is the air movement. Thermal's heat.
Yep.
But always think of those envelopes, not really as envelopes, but as a balloon. So the whole idea is that you have to wrap the entire house like a balloon so that you have no air movement, and then you also will stop that heat loss. So those are your two things. But if you put a hole in a balloon, obviously the balloon doesn't work. Well, that's the same thing when we talk about making your home thermally, you know, encapsulated by doing the non-vented roof structure. It's not just the bottom of the roof deck. It has to come down to the top of the wall.
Right.
So in thermal envelope.
Yes. So
what strikes me, what appeals to me about that is the simplicity of the idea, just sealing up. I understand the advantages of, you know, about the other advantages, but it seems to me that it's a much simpler system, less complicated, less likely to fail.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you guys talking all the time about these, you know, these problems that owners incur with improperly vented roofs and whatnot. It just scares the living bejeepers out of me. Incidentally, I'm very close now. I'm within a week or so of making the deal.
Wow. Oh, excellent. Congratulations, good. Friend.
Yeah.
So okay, the other side of this now is where you were talking about downside. I wouldn't really call it a downside, but it takes a little more math, is now you're going to need fresh air.
Right.
Yeah.
So DRV. How do you want to get that fresh air in the house? You're going to use an HRV, an ERV, or a dehumidifier to bring fresh air, and you're going to bring it into the return side of your air handlers. Now you're treating the air, you're controlling that air coming in. I mean, it's just, it's a great way to do things, and it's so much more energy efficient. But again, upfront costs can be high. In your case, building, it's great. You can do it well. You can get a green loan, possibly. You can get a better interest rate. You finance it for 30 years. It's not a big deal. But to just go and have your house retrofitted, that can be kind of costly.
Right.
But worth doing.
And Fran's in a perfect position right now to be doing this and
bingo.
And getting it done correctly. And it's just, at least if you know where the air is coming from, you can deal with it. And, you know, if you're not insulated properly, you're not air sealed properly, you can't control where the air is coming in. So, you know, that's where sealing it up correctly, putting in an ERV or HRV and having the house controlled that way is much better way to go.
Okay. Fran, check out buildingscience.com. They've got a lot of cross sections there that'll explain some of this stuff and give you some of the pitfalls. It's a great website with that I don't know, a lot of engineers must contribute to. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, the other thing.
Yep.
The other thing, if you could, would you summarize what I want to do is I want to specify, as Rich recommended, I want to specify, for example, Kinetico from Osby, as you've recommended in the mm-hmm. past.
Right.
I write that down. I'm such a newbie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I actually have to write that down in the contract and write down the system.
Yep. Tell the architect that's what you want, because
easiest thing is on your blueprint, you can have the architect, if you supply him with the fixtures and stuff that you want, he can put that right on the mechanical plan, so everybody has apples to, you know, to compare to. The other option is just print a sheet out on an Excel spreadsheet, or if worst case, handwrite it, but give a copy to everybody you have bidding that house.
That's now where I am right now.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you're going to get equal bids then. If you just wait for them to come back with allowances, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to quote your house. I'm going to give you all Mon Chateau faucets, and I can be the low bid. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a Chateau faucet. Most of them are 30 years old now.
Right.
But they're plain looking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want anything else, it's going to cost more than a Mon Chateau. Boom, there goes your budget.
Yeah. All right, we got a break coming up here, Fran.
Okay.
I appreciate the phone call, buddy.
Thanks, Fran.
Thanks.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
We will.
You're listening to... Yeah, we will.
Mighty House. What?
What? Huh? What?
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.
The wires are still hanging, the sheetrock's still bare, and I know that someday there'll be a bathroom right there. The only time it looks finished is when I turn out the light. I'm missing my remodeler tonight. Well, I can't shave or shower, 'cause the water don't run. Taking baths with a wet wipe just ain't that much fun. My friends all avoid me, 'cause cause I smell pretty ripe. I'm missing my remodeler tonight.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net and TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. Follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show, and our Twitter handle is at MightyHouse.net. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe, and you can learn more at MrFloor.com.
Okay, a million things. One, what does it mean, do you get dressed in the dark? Somebody asked Ron that. I don't know. He looks fine.
Usually it means like your clothes don't match,
right,
or your socks don't match.
He looks
but
fine.
He's wearing a gray hoodie.
I look like this all the time.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
But I hear it from my wife all the time, too. So maybe that was her that posted it. I don't know.
The other thing is, I don't know if you knew, but when you're singing,
yeah,
and somebody's listening on Facebook Live, they, yeah, can't hear the music, so,
right,
they just hear you singing.
Oh, really? Oh,
it's,
sorry,
beautiful. No, you have a wonderful voice.
Sorry.
It's very nice. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Ish.
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 I'm sorry.
The other thing is, the number to call is 847-475-1590 if you have any questions or comments on any of today's topics. And we want to talk really quickly about, let's make some money for the honey.
What?
Let's make money for the honey. What's that sound like to you, Rich?
You need to give
sounds
us one
like
of these,
you're selling
give
honey.
Give us one of these snaps like this, too.
I think you're doing fine, honey.
Honey.
Wow, you got the little hip action there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You almost look like you practiced that.
No comment.
The Evanston Green Ball... Well, he keeps practicing it. I hope everybody's watching this.
Now I get to do a step over, too, because then if you step over, I'm learning. I'm just learning.
Let's
this
see
now.
It. Oh, come on. Where are you getting this from?
I don't know. It's just like it's coming out. I'm just remembering seeing other people do it. And so now I just do it.
Okay,
nobody else does that.
Live. I need to know how many people. Okay, you're going to do that again in a minute because I need to see how many extra people. Quick, go to Facebook. Go to Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook. You have to watch him do this. It's hysterical. And now I need to watch how many more people are going to be watching.
Tuning
this.
In.
Oh,
no.
Three more. Okay, uh-huh. Hurry up.
The only thing is he can't throw his hair back when he does it.
Yeah, I do. Come on. You just can't see it.
No, you throw your head back. But
can you do that again? Wait, we need to really zoom the camera in on you. Get really
okay,
in the camera.
Okay, so like right here?
Yeah.
See like this? Are you ready?
Yeah. No, I couldn't see anything on Facebook. Do that again.
It's,
hold on.
It's got a slight delay there, girl.
Where is it?
I did it like three times.
Oh, my gosh. There it is. Step one, step that way.
Step that way? Right here?
Yeah.
And go like that? But you don't get the arm. You can't see the arm.
No,
thing.
We don't see the arm action.
See, that doesn't happen.
Awesome.
All right. So you had something about a green ball?
Yes.
And now they're dropping. People, there, that was the perfect place. Wherever you just stepped, that
uh-huh.
was perfect.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mighty House Radio Show on Facebook. I know it's early, people. Come on. Okay, the Evanston Green Ball is set for Saturday, May 20th. And this year, they're having a theme of let's make money for the honey. Because what they're doing this year is they're developing an apiary.
No.
It's not?
No, that's not an apiary. Go ahead.
Okay.
Continue.
A collection of four beehives planned for 2017. I don't understand what beehives have to do with apes, but the center will use the hives. The center will use the hives to teach apes? I don't know.
Won't the bees sting the apes?
I don't, maybe, well, there's a friendly kind of alliance there. The importance of honeybees, whose numbers are currently threatened. The pollinating bees, there are tens of thousands are needed to begin the hives, also will help local gardens and the center hope to someday harvest honey. So, the Evanston Green Ball, the money this year is going towards the apiary. And the Evanston Green Ball, this is the sixth annual. There's live music, there's free food. Well, you do have to pay to get in, but there's free food and locally brewed beer. Last year, the last couple of years, they've had temperance beer. And it's really a cool thing. If you'd like more information, you can go to evanstonenvironment.org to find out about purchasing tickets. Today is the last day for the early bird. And he's still doing it.
And the early bird gets the worm?
Gets the honey. Honey.
Honey.
Wow. And given the needs at the Ecology Center, event organizers hope community leaders follow in the footsteps of Mayor-elect Steve Hagerty, who says he plans to attend the party just 12 days after being sworn in to Evanston's top job. So you can also meet the mayor, you know? Rub elbows.
There you go.
Rub elbows. So if you want more information, again, evanstonenvironment.org. And, yeah, I will be there because somebody did say.
Free food.
Free food.
Nice.
Is this a real phone call? Otherwise,
there are a bunch of phone calls here.
Okay,
that's what all these lines are.
All right, and I have to see who is watching you do the snap thing.
Okay, hey Will, you're on Mighty House. Thanks for hanging on. Are you there? Hello.
Hello.
There we go. You hear
me
now? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Is that
I hear you?
Yes. That's Carl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I hit the wrong button. That's all right.
Hi, Carl.
I had a question for you.
Okay.
There was a story that's currently going on right now where U.S. Steel dumped an accidental dump of hexavalent chromium 6 into Lake Michigan.
Right, that was like a month ago, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, WBVM just talked about the story, and they were fined for the dumping. And when I called the city of Chicago and I asked them, "Do we test for hexavalent chromium 6?" The city of Chicago said no. We don't.
Right.
But the federal government doesn't require us to. But as soon as they require us to, we're going to start testing for it. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, that might be a little bit too late. And here's the deal. When U.S. Steel dumped the hexavalent chromium 6 in Lake Michigan, they had to close down some of the water intakes for drinking water near the dump site.
Right.
And I'm trying to find a place that can test my water. Basically, I would like to test my own water for hexavalent chromium 6. Because the Tribune did an article about it. It's online if you want to punch it up on the amount of hexavalent chromium 6 in Chicago water. And when they did their article, they had at least 5 times the minimum requirement that California instituted after they had the problem at Hinckley.
Huh.
5 times. So it's not, do we have hexavalent chromium 6 in the water? We do, but
how much?
We just have to know what the quantity is.
Right. Now, and I don't know, because I know they have those water test kits you can buy at the hardware store.
They don't test for that, something that.
But I was wondering if you called them up and said you wanted to test particularly for that chemical. I wonder.
Call who up?
You know, when you go do the test, when you take the water and you send it in.
Because
you go to the hardware store, you buy the test kit.
No,
then you mail it in.
I don't trust that.
Okay.
Because right now they say they're monitoring the water.
Right.
Guess who's doing the monitoring?
Well, the
U.S. Steel.
U.S. Steel is, yeah. Of course.
Of course.
And I know the EPA went out and tested it a couple of times there right afterwards, and they said everything was fine, too.
They did?
That's what I'd heard on the news, yeah. So...
If you saw it on TV, it has to be right.
Yeah, it was like a week or two later. They said they'd been testing and found it. But I think that was Channel 7 that said that.
You know what? I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that story. If that's the case, if they're testing for hexavalent chromium 6, okay, fine.
The EPA is. They were following around. And I think that's where the fine came from. Because they were testing for it. And
they had to shut down some of the water intake.
Correct. But then they, you know... The testing that went on after that is where it was cleared up, and that was the report that I'd heard that it had been safe. So I don't know.
How long ago did you hear that?
That was like 2 weeks after the dump.
Okay.
So I don't know. But anyway, I think it's still something we need to pay attention to. And
yeah, because the weird thing about it is when the Tribune did their test,
yeah,
they found we have hexavalent chromium 6. And it was either 5 or 10 times higher than the minimum requirement that California had.
Right.
And California banned the steel companies from using hexavalent chromium 6, and they came up with a substitute material to use. It's used to clean off the steel.
Okay.
So they were banned from using it completely. But here, U.S. Steel is still using it.
Well, yeah, that's Indiana, man.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Tell me about it.
It's only toxic in California. It's not here. So that's, you know, that's why it's out in California. So I don't know. I would maybe look up. Maybe you can find the company that did the test.
I just Googled it on ABC7's news. It says EPA, no significant chemical discharge from U.S. Steel spill. This was as of April 14th.
Yep.
Says they did all the water testing, shows no significant discharge of carcinogenic chemical. Boy, they don't say hexavalent chromium 6, but there it is.
BBM just called it hexavalent chromium 6.
Yeah. No, it is. They call it in there. It says there's no significant trace of the chemical.
Well, I don't know. It may be called the EPA and see if there's any way of testing it. I don't know where else, what other testing lab you could use other than, you know, maybe the same as the paper did. And you could have your personal water tested that way.
Yeah. All right. Thing number two. Thanks for that information. Yep. I appreciate it. Thing number two. I need to have my building tuck pointed. Could you recommend any tuck pointers?
AAA Masonry. They're in Chicago. It's AAA Masonry, and they'll get you squared away. Just ask for Robert Reese.
Robert Reed.
Reese.
Can you spell that?
R-E-E-S-E.
Like Reese's Pieces? Okay.
Do you have a number for them?
Not off the top of my head.
I'll Google it up.
I scroll through my contacts and hit Bob. AAA.
Hey, you know what? Thanks for the heads up on the hexavalent chromium, but I got to tell you something. Yeah. I sure would like to have my own water tested to be double
sure. I'm sure you could find a lab that'll do it.
There are labs will do that. All right. We got a break here, Carl.
Call the EPA and ask them for the lab.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return. Come to save the day. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House is brought to you by Mr. Floor. For more information, you can check them out at MrFloor.com. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. Just look for Mighty House Radio Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Follow us on Facebook. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You can watch Robbie do her workout schedule.
Yes.
And also on Twitter, just look for Mighty House. And if you give us a call at 847-475-1590, you'll have a chance to win some Mr. Floor cleaning products. They're all non-toxic and environmentally safe. And you can learn more at MrFloor.com. Hey, Rich?
Yes, sir.
She made it 45 minutes.
I know. Well, wait, she was sitting down. The last break, she was sitting down doing Facebook, too.
I'm sorry. I would do it longer, but I have emails to respond to. I have Facebook posts.
Uh-huh.
The show would not run without me doing all this stuff, Rich. So, yes, okay. I could do the whole thing, but then who's going to comment on all these Facebook things?
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. Hey, Will, are you there?
Indispensable. That's what you are. Anyway.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just wanted to. I need Rich a little bit for this because we have to geek out a little bit.
Okay.
Masonry flashing above windows and doors. There's terms, and correct me if we're filling if you feel like it, Rich. It's like a funnel. You have a membrane with an end dam, which is a piece of membrane on the inside of the wall. A back dam, and end dams on the side, and they kind of force all the water that comes down and will go through the window to vent out and drain above the window before it hits the window.
Correct. Right. Between the masonry and the steel lintel.
Right. Exactly.
But the flashing.
Well, there's a new technique out there, which I call front damming.
Oh yeah.
And that's where they caulk that thing shut. So basically the water just accumulates there and pours it over the top of the window once it gets full.
That's pretty good.
I've had these last couple of weeks, I've had tons and tons of calls for water intrusion. You know, we normally get a lot of problems with the split face block.
Yep.
Some of these were split face buildings. Some of them weren't, But every single one of them, the problem was just water came over the windows and sometimes the doors because the lintels were caulked.
Yep.
And then later in the week, I saw a new construction that it's downtown, and it's mixed-use building, supposedly, and it went in a corner. And it's, Westtown, not really downtown. And they had sold three of the condos. They hadn't transitioned the association yet from the developer to the association.
Mm-hmm.
And the stairwells and the parking garage, and we found out the regular walls, they had the joist pocket flashing. You know, you're supposed to have this above the joist pockets as well, this kind of flashing.
Right, right.
With no back dams. And with weak wicks on the inside of the block.
Come on. You can't.
Honest to God.
You can't make it up. You can't. Oh, God.
I've got
you couldn't possibly. Like, you'd actually have to go and do this wrong intentionally to get it that bad.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't just make a mistake.
Right. Yeah, I know. Just, and that's just, the woman, she was one of the condo owners in the place. She had called me out to take a look at it. And she's a nice woman, you know, millennial type and stuff. And I'm trying to explain to her, and she just could not understand how it could be so bad.
Right.
Because, you know, don't they code guys check this, you know?
Yeah.
And
nope.
I said, the best thing you can do right now is get yourself a good lawyer that understands condominium law and make sure they don't transition this association over to you without your knowledge.
Right.
And, you know, go after this guy because he's had three tries to fix it, and he hasn't fixed it. He had other problems, too, water coming in above. The one side of the building is brick, and the other side is like a metal, you know, modern-looking thing. And it's just a mess.
We're getting to wrap it up, Will. So,
have a good 6 left.
All right, thanks, bye-bye, buddy. All right, we got to go. Thanks. So that's some interesting stuff he ran into. There.
Bottom line, what he's talking about is, you know, that flat, you put a steel lintel over a window and you put flashing on the wall. And if you put the flashing behind the lintel, that puts the water right on top of the window.
Right.
If you run the flashing over the top of the lintel and give it a path out over that way.
Outside.
Then you're good.
Yep.
And then you don't go back and caulk that in because then you just trap the water inside again. So it's just...
Yep,
I get it. It's frustrating when you go out in the field and like just see some of these people. Or, well, I've been doing this for 20 years. No.
Yep. All right.
Hit yourself in the head with a hammer. I bet you stop doing that after a while.
You ready? Here we go. You have a disarrangement disorder? Can't seem to get that jumbled hodgepodge pile of chaos in one place? Maybe it's time for a little disposal, a little cleanup, a little eradication, evacuation, liquidation, and purgification. Here's Robbie with a tip on how to put some neatness into your disorder. This is Clutter Clarity on Mighty House.
Save me from this prison. Lord, help me get away. Cause only you can save me now from this misery.
Where you been, Ron?
I've been lost in my own place, and I'm getting weary. How far is heaven? And I know that I need to change my ways of living. How far is heaven? Lord, can you tell me?
You.
Me.
Go.
I thought you had an intro. Okay, we're going to talk.
That was
really...
the intro.
He used to say a bunch of stuff beforehand.
I did. It's in the beginning.
You said you go. You didn't say anything. You didn't.
Rich, how many years have we been doing this?
She was off last week.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Now I have 30 seconds left, thanks to you guys and Will talking for 5 minutes in my whole segment. Thank
okay,
you.
The emails can start coming in.
Robbie,
Trixie at
MightyHouse.net.
Trixie at MightyHouse.net.
Talking about moving really quick and packing things. Now, let's say you have a small, like one of those little file cabinets, or you have one of those little bins, like the three-drawer plastic bin that everybody has, and you're like, oh, I hate those things. I don't want to empty them.
Uh-huh. Throw them out.
Recycle. No. you go to the big box store and you get a big roll of what's kind of like Saran wrap. Mm-hmm. It's plastic wrap. And you just wrap it around. You don't have to unpack it. You don't have to...
You just leave all the junk in there.
You leave all the junk in there. And I've learned that from a lot of moving companies.
Yeah.
That you don't have to empty all the drawers, people. You just make sure that, you know, they're full. So, like, maybe put some towels or linens on top of the things. And then you wrap everything up with your Saran wrap.
Yep.
Right. And then it's easy to move, easy to pack.
What do you say? Easy peasy?
The best part is when you get to your new place... Your clothes are in your dresser already.
Yeah.
Boom, done. Take a shower. Get your shorts out.
Done.
Yeah.
Boom, done. Another thing you can use the Saran wrap for is, let's say you have a lot of things, I don't know, like this. Okay, so now you're on Facebook Live watching this. So
don't,
let's say
don't
you
dribble
have
water anywhere.
Shampoo or something like that, and you're like, oh, everything is kind of half open. So you take the lid off, you put Saran wrap on it. Then you put the lid back on, seal it tight, nothing will leak. So your shampoo...
Oh, like a new seal.
It's like, exactly, it's like a new seal. So you use the Saran wrap. So it's like...
Gasket even.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's what it's like. And then you're saving everything. You don't have to worry about, you know, I'll put it in a Ziploc bag and then I'll tape it up and whatever. Just put some Saran wrap over the top, new gasket, you're done. Okay.
Nice.
Take a picture of anything you take apart.
What?
Take a picture.
Oh, come on.
And I'm telling you from experience, because Martine and I took apart one of those little games, like those two-shoot basketball things, you know. We took it apart, tried to put it back together. Yes, Papa Shot. We took one apart at a client's place, tried to put it back together. It took us two frickin' hours to put the thing back together. I'm going to tell you now. Even though, so what, it takes 30 seconds to take a picture of something?
It's you don't need directions.
You don't need directions. All you need to do is take a picture.
Guys don't.
I was with Martine.
As long as it looks like the picture on the box when
I
we're done.
I was with Martine. It took 2 hours to put the thing back together because which of these gray pipes goes with which of these gray pipes? I'm just saying, take a picture. You know, I have a million other things to talk about, but apparently...
We're out of time.
This is Mighty House.
Next
Mighty
hour.
Mighty House will return.